Katy Perry has blood on her hands, says nun fighting convent sale. By Hannah Blow on June 9, 2019. Katy Perry has blood on her hands, according to a nun who has been in a tumultuous battle for years with the pop superstar over the purchase of a Los Angeles convent. The Swish Swish singer purchased the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary from Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez for $14.5 million roughly 4 years ago. But the lone surviving nun of that convent does not believe the sale is legitimate. The nuns originally accepted an offer from a local restaurant owner. But Gomez, they said, sold the property under their nose. Despite the internal distress and confusion at the time of the sale, Perry attempted to dazzle the nuns, singing them Oh Happy Day and showing them her Jesus tattoo. The case ultimately went to court, with surviving nuns claiming partial ownership of the convent and accusing Perry of dabbling in witchcraft. I do not like Katy Perry's lifestyle, Sister Rita Callinan, 81, told the Daily Mail. I gave a lot of the things from the internet to show the archdiocese what kind of woman she was. Some of the things she does are disgusting. I'm sorry, but I am just not into witchcraft, and I am just not into people who are into witchcraft. It disturbs me, and that was our mother house and our retreat house and its sacred ground, she added. Last year, Catholic Sister Catherine Rose Holzman, 89, collapsed and died after testifying on the case. Her appearance followed a jury approval of the sale to Perry. Katy Perry. Please stop, were reportedly Sister Holzman's last words. Sister Callinan, the only living sister of the Order of the Most Holy and Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary, is still speaking out, accusing the pop star of having blood on her hands. I really didn't like Katy Perry, Callinan said. I'm sure she doesn't like me. However, Callinan acknowledged that missteps were made. We asked Dana Hollister to buy our property as we didn't want it to go to Katy Perry. Yes, we put the wheels in motion to sell our property, she said, according to the Daily Mail. But it wasn't legal for Katy Perry to buy either. The property is reportedly on the market again for $25 million.